The following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, this is the Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath version of Pittsburgh Works. Good morning, everyone. One of my favorite hours talking about fixing things up around the house, which kind of will go right into the True Value Show. So I get 2 hours this week to talk about some ways to help your home look that much better. I'd like to welcome to the program. We have got Wade Sander and John Savage. John's wife, Chris, is here as well. They are from Miracle Method, talking about kitchen and bath remodeling. They're the renewers and affordable. We begin with Wade. Wade, some of the pictures that you showed me moments ago on your iPad before and after, I would like to look that good. So whenever you can start to reshape humans, I'm going to be the first to give you a call. As I was saying to you and John and Chris just moments ago, growing up in Western Pennsylvania, my father built our house in 1957. And beautiful house then, but obviously the years have a way of taking away some of that luster. And with six kids, the bathroom, long before people even had showers, you know, in that concrete encasement was concrete block, cement block in the basement near the laundry tub. That was the only source. That was the only place. Boy, I would have loved to have met you about 10 years ago when they were alive. Explain to me this process. And it really is just like its name. It's a miracle method. I can't believe what I saw just moments ago. Good morning.
Morning, John. We're all here trying to promote Miracle Method, which is cost effective, like you said. And we're definitely trying to help a lot of people out, refresh their bathroom, make it cleaner, easier to keep clean, and update it in the meantime, changing out those pink or blue bathtubs to white, just trying to help people out cost effectively. It's just really simple.
And John, here's what everybody wants to know. Miracle Method, Miracle Method. Are you local?
We are local. Now, we're located in Darlington. And Wade has actually the east side of Pittsburgh. So we service the area from Cranberry down through Mount Lebanon and up towards Butler. And Wade, he services the other side of Pittsburgh, all of central part of Pittsburgh, even down into Washington and then up towards Monroeville. And we can come into somebody's home. And all the time we're going into somebody's house and they show us a pink bathroom, pink bathtub from the 50s with the black trim.
No, ours was green now.
Yours was green. Yeah. Okay. Well, I grew up in a bathroom, in a house that had a bathroom that was pink, you know, with the black trim. And I don't know what happened in the 50s where the people went crazy and just started buying those things.
Listen, I don't mean to keep going back to that iPad. And listen, I've seen it all in this business, good and bad. I don't think our tub ever looked that good brand new. I mean, no. I don't know if it's the materials you guys are using today, but it's amazing.
It creates a luster that sometimes even brand new porcelain doesn't have with our finishes. It's quite remarkable, and it's durable. So we offer a 5-year warranty with all our stuff, and typically you'll see anywhere from 10 to 20 years, depending on how much use you got with it.
Well, and John, I think this would be a great resale value, too. You know, say if you've had aging parents or, God forbid, they've passed away and you've been left to sell the house, or you know, that was your starter home, and most couples today are buying homes from the 60s, 50s, 70s that are the starter homes, and now they want to upgrade. So they want to be able to get the most for their return. And I got to be honest with you, for that little amount that it's going to cost them for calling Miracle Method, they're going to get it back when they sell their house.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I just did an estimate the other day where they had a house that they just purchased and looked at that little bathroom, and they didn't want to put $20,000 or $30,000 into it.
And
but
that's
we can
what
go
it,
in there, and that's what it costs.
And that's a low ball figure.
That's a low ball figure. That's exactly right. We go in there, and we refinish the tub, and we refinish the walls, usually in our natural stone accent color scheme, and there's like 70 different colors, and also the floor as well. And in the space of like 4 days, all of a sudden, they're back into a brand new bathroom, and they are completely updated, and that has really high resale value.
And listen, I have heard horror stories from those who used to work in the factories making these tubs, how dangerous it was. Many of them passed away either as young men or women or later in life because of that work. So a lot of these tubs, just like asbestos was, as far as insulation, there's some issues here. So does this really prevent a lot of them from going into landfills? And more importantly, is there any type of method that you use that we could kind of say is green?
Yeah, well, green part of it is that you're not tearing that tub out, obviously. And then with all our products, everything's cured within 24 hours. There's no smells after 24 hours. It's going to smell initially for a little bit, but other than that, yeah, there's no demo, no nothing going down through your home. You got a bathroom on the second floor and you're tearing that tub out. Guess what's happened to your steps the whole way down through there and all the demolition that's happening, plus the cost. Again, it goes back to cost. Miracle Method's cost effective for sure.
And you guys are going to be at the, and I often imitated but never duplicated. It's like every day waking up and it's Christmas morning, you're going to be at the home show at the convention center too, right?
Correct.
Well, that's correct, yeah.
So if you get a chance, go see for yourself and find out. They're going to be at booth number 3044. We're going to take our first break. My question, I got so much more. Bathtubs, countertops, easy step methods, stuff that you need to know, especially if you're a senior in the audience. But before we go to break, what's the best way that people can get a hold of you? And they know when they call Miracle Method, they're going to either talk to John or Wade. What's the best way?
Yeah, our local number is 724-502-4620.
And our local number is 724-843-4131. And we're there from Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. And you can call and leave a message as well, and we'll get back to you.
All right, it's 9:13. We're coming back with more. Miracle Method is what we're talking about. This is some stuff that you really want to take time and just digest. What about a website? Best website for them
Miracle
to go?
MiracleMethod.com.
Very, very easy. MiracleMethod.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is KDKA's Pittsburgh Works.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back. This is Pittsburgh Works. We're talking Miracle Method. We are joined today by two really good guys, and we even have John Savage's wife, Chris, here with us today, and Wade Sander is here. Let me give you their numbers. Wade can be reached at 724-502-4620, and John can be reached at 843-4131. That's area code 724, and it's miraclemethod.com. All right, I see these ads. I hear these radio commercials. We can refurbish, refix, it's renew, it's rebirth. What separates Miracle Method from everyone else, John?
Well, Miracle Method uses a proprietary bonding agent called MM4, and it's the best in the industry. So when we refinish your tub, we are actually chemically bonding our coatings to your existing surface. And first of all, we clean and prepare your tub, and then we wipe on the MM4 bonding agent, and then we spray coats of epoxy on, and then coats of acrylic urethane on top of that. So when this hardens, you just can't get it off. I mean, it just lasts for years and years.
Wait, I got to tell you something else I saw on your iPad. You know, there was a time when my shoes had to be immaculate. They were spit-shined. I'll tell you, if I had some of those shoes today, I'd make you put on what you put on those countertops. I've never seen a countertop glisten like that in natural lighting. What's up with that?
When we refinish the countertops, we're mimicking the appearance of granite, but when we clear coat them out, it creates a shine, and it actually reflects back off to you, and it just makes the whole kitchen pop. So you got an old dated pink countertop or something one uses as a cutting board for a long period of time, we freshen all that up, fraction of the cost of tearing all that stuff out. And again, you're not tearing all the stuff out. It's so much more cost effective and easier.
All right, now someone is saying, okay, we bought this house. We're going to gut this whole thing. Even though we don't have it, we're going to take a loan out. I've heard this story time and time again. Why should someone, John, consider refinishing, calling Miracle Method, as opposed to gutting their bathroom and, in particular, getting rid of that bathtub? Because one thing, they don't make tubs the way they used to make tubs. As tough as it was, as scary as it was to work in these places, they truly were the best craftsmen around. Tell me why.
Well, that's true. I mean, these cast iron tubs are just amazing. You know, they last for years and years, and the cost of ripping out a tub and replacing it is pretty high. Somebody can go and buy a tub, you know, for $300 or $400, but by the time you rip that thing out, and you have to usually take a sledgehammer and break it apart to take it out, and then you're taking down your tile and that sort of thing, it can cost you $2,500, $3,000 just to replace a tub. We can come in and for less than $500 in a few hours, we can refinish that tub and give you years and years of use out of it. And it's beautiful and it just lasts forever.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. Somebody rewind the audio. Less than $500. Is that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, less than $500 to refinish a tub.
Come on now.
Yep.
To do what I saw?
Yep, all day, every day. Yep, we're doing it.
You guys want to make money, don't you? I mean, how are you doing that?
We are. In Miracle Method, there's 120 franchises across the country, so we always got the latest and greatest, and that's why we keep that cost. So we're doing hundreds and thousands of tubs daily.
Now, listen, I'm just going to say this because I have such respect for those who work in the airline industry. You were a former pilot for US Air, and I have many friends who are a lot smarter than me. So obviously you got something going on between those ears if you were flying jets. What made you say, you know what, this is the real deal. I'm going with Miracle Method, John.
Well, I looked at Miracle Method. I had flown for 32 years, actually, and I was looking at you know, the airline industry. I mean, it's great, but you know, the flip side is your body clock is always messed up. You're on a different schedule all the time. And I wanted to have my own business where I could provide something that was of value to customers and really do a nice job and improve people's lives. And so I left the airline industry and I bought the Miracle Method franchise, and I was trained by Miracle Method, and that's what I've been doing for the last 6 years.
All right, now we've talked a lot about tubs. We've talked just about who you are and what you're all about. Again, miraclemethods.com. You can reach John at 724-843-4131. You can reach Wade at 724-502-4620 or go to miraclemethod.com. I want to get back to countertops for a moment. It is amazing when you think about two of the high traffic areas in your house, bathroom, kitchen. Why is it that they're the most expensive to remodel? I mean, you can do a game room, you can redo a basement, you could even do your garage and bedrooms. I mean, you could new bed, new everything. But why is it that people will spend, and literally, this is an average job, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a kitchen or a bathroom. Tell me why that is, Wade.
Well, obviously, you know, the only thing you do in your bedroom is sleep, and you... how many times is everybody there in the kitchen? Everybody's in the kitchen, and every morning someone's taking a bath or the whole family's taking baths. So that's why we're refinishing those areas to save people money. And, you know, they can buy other things when they're not spending that $30,000, $40,000. You know, it's just helpful, and it does help, you know.
Now, you realize, and look, it really is all about cost. I don't care what anybody says, John or Wade, it comes down to, and Chris, of course, John's wife in studio, it does come down to what's coming out of my pocket. How many times have you heard people react as I did, John? Come on.
Well, we hear it all the time. You know, you're going into a bathroom and they're saying, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 is what it's going to cost me to have this thing, you know, taken apart and redone. And especially in those, the older houses that are like down in Mount Lebanon and stuff, you go in there and what they did, they put expanded metal onto the studs and then they put a coat of mortar there and then they put the tiles, they set them in place. When you start taking that thing apart, you have to use a mini jackhammer to take it apart. And we can go in and do a bathroom. We can refinish the tub, the walls, the floors. And usually it's less than $3,000, and it takes less than a week to do. And you have a completely new bathroom when we're done.
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems with any construction, and I've gone through it, is you lose the accessibility of a kitchen, in some cases, for months at a time. Tell me this. How is it that I have a guarantee that you're not going to start my job and then be out doing someone else's job and you know, what, 5 days turns into 5 weeks?
Never happens. We got to get that in. We get in there, get out. We run our ventilators, try keep the smell down, least impact as possible. We're in and out. Put our usually the countertops 1 day of prepping and then the second day we're finishing out, and then the third, fourth day you're using it again. We're ready to go.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who did some improvement in his house, and we're close to the same age, and he was so proud of it. And I said, you realize this is probably the last time you'll ever do that in your lifetime. And I remember when my father went through that, the last sidewalk, the last patio, the last roof. What's great about this, you could do this in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and there's a very good chance that's the last time you're going to have to do that to your tub. You agree?
Well, I agree with that 100%. But also, there's a flip side of that as well. If you have a countertop refinish, we're typically coming in at a third of the cost of actually replacing it with even a laminate or Formica. And if you have a certain color that you have in your kitchen, we refinish your countertop, Well, I mean, in 6 or 7 years, if you don't like that, you can change it, and we can refinish right over that. So you're not stuck with that countertop for the rest of your life, like if you bought a piece of granite or something.
Well, I'm glad you said granite, because I was going there. That's like the hot button. I mean, granite, and when I grow up someday, that's what I want in my kitchen, okay? Can you refinish granite?
We can absolutely refinish granite, yes.
Is that a little tricky? I mean, granite's like the diamond. I mean, is that a little tricky, guys?
With our MM4, it'll stick. So our product will stick to that, and then we can put shine, refresh granite, because some granite isn't always pretty. If it was done 15 years ago, I've seen some ugly granite. Corian, same thing. Corian, when it loses its luster from years of use, same thing. We refinish that as well.
All right, look, if it sounds too good to be true, it isn't. I mean, I've seen the pictures. I'm talking to the guys. You heard them talk price point, which is so key. You got an old bathroom. You know, and my home was built in 65, all right? So if you're out there, you're like me, call right now, 866-391-1020. Any question that you would like to ask about refinishing that bath, those countertops in your kitchen, call us right now. Our lines are wide open, 866-391-1020. We have with us today from Miracle Method here in the Pittsburgh metro area two guests, including Wade Sander and John Savage. John brought his wife, Chris, along today. She's really the brains behind the outfit, as they always are. And we know that, John. We know that. All right. The number to get a hold of John is 724-843-4131, or you can reach Wade at 724-502-4620, or go to miraclemethod.com. Number to dial to be on the program. You know you want to talk about this topic. You know you're tired of looking at that ring, which has turned into not just a ring, but a stain that is really one big stain that you now call your bathtub. It's very simple to join us. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK Radio.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, let me give you the numbers again, then we're going to go right to the phones. The number to reach one of our co-hosts today, he is John Savage, is 724-843-4131. And you can also reach our other co-host, Wade Sander, at 724-502-4620, or go to miraclemethod.com. This is Pittsburgh Works, and let's say hi to Jerry in Cranberry. Hey, good morning. How are you? Welcome to KDK's Pittsburgh Works.
Good morning. Enjoy your program immensely. We just bought a house, and it has a blue tub in it. Can you cover the blue tub white?
Oh, absolutely. We can come in and change.
And I'm going to hang up so I can hear you.
Okay. You know, you don't have to hang up. Just stay on the line. That's okay. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, we can change the color of any tub. I mean, even if the tub's black, we could spray it, and by the time we even put our primer on, our epoxy primer, the tub is already white. But it'll cover up and look like a brand new tub that you just got out of a showroom when we're done.
Blue to white. I mean, what is it? I mean, is it a translucent color that just like gets rid of any other color? Do you strip the color off? How do you do that, guys? Or is it a trade secret?
It's just with the putting the bonding agent on, the primer, and then the top coats, and everything just slowly disappears. It goes to the white, and now you got multiple layers protecting that old tub and making it smooth, shiny, and brand new looking.
No borders, no seams, all one solid color.
Yep,
that's
correct.
Incredible. And under $500 too. That's crazy. Good stuff. Let's go to a Jim in Mount Lebanon up next for our friends from Miracle Method on Pittsburgh Works. How are you, Jim? Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for the show. I really enjoy it. I listen to it every Saturday morning. Several years ago, I had my a tub reglazed. Actually, it was a shower stall, and I had it done in white, and I color my hair, and it stained. So what about your product if I color my hair, you know, if I do a shower stall?
Well, it does stand up to a hair color to a certain degree, but, I mean, when you're done coloring your hair, I mean, you do have to wash it off with water. I mean, I've seen porcelain tubs that even get stained from hair color. So we really haven't had a problem with that. But, you know, again, once it's refinished, I mean, after you're done applying color to your hair, you definitely do have to wash it off with water, you know, to make sure it doesn't stain.
Well, I do that in the shower.
Okay. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. And then the shower stall was immediately stained.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what product they use, but ours definitely withstands, you know, that sort of abuse, basically.
Okay,
we haven't had that problem.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go now to Ed in Monroeville. Good morning, Ed. You're on KDK.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a similar question from a couple callers ago. You know, my house was built around 60. I have a blue bathtub, a blue sink, and a blue commode. And I heard you say you could do the bathtub without too much problem. And as far as prep work, do you have to, you know, I have ceramic tile on the walls around there. Does that need to be removed to catch the up the lip of the top or anything? Or and can you refinish the sink and the commode at all? I was wondering. And do you also do the floors?
Yeah,
I mean, as far as replacing the floor,
we actually can refinish the floors. Refinish the sink, refinish the tub. However, we'll leave the toilet to your local Home Depot or Lowe's. We don't refinish toilets.
Or True Value here. Yeah, just remember that name.
True Value. Sorry.
That's okay.
But no, we can refinish everything. You do not have to replace your towel. We'll go up to it unless you want it refinished. If it's dated like the blue tub or pink tub, we'll refinish the towel as well, either natural accents or solid color.
All right, thank you for the call. Hey, let's agree on one thing, and you said it earlier. I've been a big stickler for craftsmanship for years. And look, they do wonderful work today. We have some of the best builders in the country right here in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. But the way they built some of these homes, obviously insulation wasn't something they were thinking about, but the plaster walls and the hardwood floors and even these cast iron tubs, they were built to last. And it's nice to be able to keep a lot of those aesthetics there and just brighten them up a little bit, John.
Oh, absolutely. Those tubs are beautiful. I mean, you look at them and they're molded and they're nice deep tubs and they hold a lot of water and they, of course, they're cast iron and they stay warm. And you don't want to get rid of those things. I mean, it's as opposed to there's another process, which we don't do, where they actually put a liner on top of the tub, but we actually refinish that surface. So you see the original surface there in all its glory, just as if you went and you bought that tub brand new.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I'm a stickler for being sentimental. And, you know, you look at these tubs and you think about, you know, when you would go visit your parents and your children were with you and they'd get dirty outside and they were babies and you got to bath them in the tub that you grew up in and remember being there and waiting your turn with five sisters ahead of you. And, you know, they have a lot of sentimental value to them, too, as well. Plus, I know what John was trying to say. For big guys like you, Rob, you need big tubs. I can't fit in some of these new tubs. And I'm being honest, and I'm not that big. They don't, and look, this young pup here, Wade, he doesn't understand, but they don't make things like they used to, John. Come on.
No, you'll never step in a cast iron tub and have it flex, deflect, or anything like a new fiberglass tub or even those inlays like John was saying. Over time, they're going to come loose. That's all there is to it. Now you got an even bigger mess.
Listen, you people need to call them. You need to call them. Are estimates free? I had to ask.
Yes, estimates are free.
Okay,
yes.
I had to ask, all right, because I know that's the first question I'm going to get from someone. Are estimates free? That's what somebody's going to ask me. It's 724-843-4131. That's John Savage. We've got Wade Sander here, 724-502-4620. It's miraclemethod.com. Our number to talk about what these gentlemen do, 866-391-1020. It's Ed in Swickley. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
What's your question?
I had a tub not done by your company. I had a tub done about 10 years ago. The finish is coming off. I mean, it's literally just flaking off. Can that be refinished or does the tub have to be replaced?
Yeah, that tub can be refinished. What we have to do is we have to take off that coating that was put on there. And so we strip the tub and then we go down to the original surface and we deep clean it. And then we apply our bonding agent called MM4, and then we refinish over that surface, and it'll look like it's brand new. And once, I don't know, 10 years ago, I don't know who did your tub, but I know they weren't using MM4. And the MM4 is really the key for getting our surface to stick to your surface, so 10 years down the road, it's not peeling or flaking like you're experiencing right now.
Yes, it's flaking pretty good. Okay, great, thank you.
Be honest now. How many times do you have to go in and kind of take care of something else that somebody else did? Does that happen a lot?
It does. Yeah, it happens. And, you know, the coatings that Miracle Method uses, they are from preferred vendors. So Miracle Method has a lot of experience, over 30 years of experience, refinishing bathtubs and countertops and tile. and they know what's out there, and they know the manufacturers that make quality products. So that's one of the keys. The second thing is you have to make sure that the surface is perfectly clean before you refinish it, because you can use a great product, and if you're spraying over dirt, it's going to come off.
All right, now let me ask you this question. A couple of years ago, I had a ceramic tile sink in my kitchen that I absolutely love, but I had a dumbbell, as in weight, when I was actually, you know, lifting dumbbells as opposed to Twinkies. I dropped it in the sink, okay, and it cracked my sink. I was crushed. So I got a cast iron sink, but it wasn't the right color. So let me just ask, this is a stretch. Say I go out and had to replace something like that. If I would have called you guys, could you have matched the color with the kitchen, the color that I wanted that cast iron to be, but I just couldn't find? I know it's a crazy question, yep, but I'm just curious.
Any cast iron, ceramic, porcelain, anything along those lines, hard surfaces, we can refinish to any color. I've refinished blue to blue still. Some people are still sentimental about the blue. Their choice, not mine, but I've refinished blue to blue. So, yeah, if you want purple, we can do purple. You know, if it matches your Twinkies, it's up to you.
You know what? You know, I got to tell you, this guy's turned into a comedian. All right, it's 9:42, and there are different colors of blue. Now, there's blue, there's navy blue, there's sky blue.
Powder blue.
Yep. There you go.
And there's different colors of white, too. Yeah, everybody thinks that they have a white sink or a white tub, and it's white, but, no, there are all sorts of shades of white. It's day and night.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Janet in Wexford next. Is there any place you won't go, pretty much?
We've been to Johnstown, Morgantown. Yeah, it's not a preferred place, but we'll do it.
Have Miracle Method. We'll travel. Okay, the number to dial for John Savage is 724-843-4131. There's a good chance that you'll be talking to his wife, Chris, when you call that number, or 724-502-4620 to talk to Wade, miraclemethod.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, phones are just jammed. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can, but I want to talk about Easy Step in a moment. It's something that you really need to know. But Dollar Bank Instant Access, so Ken won't think that we left him out. What would be a rough estimate per square foot, John and Wade, on a kitchen countertop restoration? The existing countertop is laminate and is in good structural shape. Would sink bowls and cooktops be removed for this process? John?
Okay, we don't have to remove the sink, and we don't have to remove, a lot of people have like a built-in stove. That doesn't have to be removed as well. But if somebody wants to replace their sink, we have them take it out beforehand, and then we refinish the countertop, and then they drop the new sink in, because the new sink might have a different footprint than the old one. So the cost per foot, we usually go by the linear foot, and we're between $45 and $55 per lineal foot, usually on a countertop that's in good shape. And the beauty of this is that, you know, if you have a lot of built-in things, if you had a lot of curves and angles and that sort of thing, that'll cost you a fortune to replace. It doesn't matter for us. We can just tape right around it, and we can spray it, and we can save you a lot of money.
All right, Easy Step. Let's get to it, Wade. This is something that I saw as well as I saw the refinished bathtubs and countertops. And if you're an AARP card-carrying member as I am, listen up, because this can make your life a whole lot easier. Go ahead.
What we do with the Easy Step is, since we're already bathroom, kitchen remodeling type folks, we're already in your homes, but we can also create an easier access for folks that are having a hard time getting it out of their bathtub without tearing it out for fractions, talking fractions of the cost. We cut out a section of your bathtub, put in our Easy Step, and it actually creates a 24-inch access and drops that step down height 8 to 9 inches. So now you're not dragging your foot, not falling, going in your bathtub. We can put grab bars in, shower heads, whatever. We're trying to make the bathing process for anybody that's having problems getting out of that old tub and don't want to tear out the whole bathroom, remodel and everything, for usually under $1,000.
And I got to tell you, you know, not that I want to be a grandparent today, but, you know, someday down the road, you know, your back goes out more than you do, let's put it that way. But you got the grandkids over, and you want to bathe them in the tub as opposed to the sink. Well, the accessibility is so much easier as far as being able to get down on your knees, and you're not going up and over the tub, but straight into the tub. So there's a lot of reasons why Easy Step might be the right choice for someone.
And there's also an Easy Step with a door. So if, you know, you can put one in that doesn't have a door, that creates like a shower and it has a pan, because it leaves like 4 inches inside the tub, which still holds water. But there's also one that has a door, so you can use that Easy Step all through the week. When the grandchildren come over, you can close the door and give them a bath just like you normally would.
All right, now let me ask you this. How long is this whole process taking? What kind of mess are we talking about?
Cutting out the easy step, same thing. It's we're in and out of a day. It's not no mess. We don't make messes. That's not our business. We're in making your bathroom better.
How many people have said to you, and when you stand back at, you know, the entranceway of your bathroom and you look into it, whether it be large or small, and the sun's shining in and they're just looking at the natural light saying, this is the way I always envision my bathroom to look?
A lot of people are just so impressed. They don't believe it until they see it. And once they see it, they don't know why they didn't do it sooner. That's the biggest thing.
All right, here's the number to dial again. You can get a hold of Wade at 724-502-4620, or you can get a hold of John Savage at 724-843-4131, or go to miraclemethod.com. Let's take some more of these phone calls. Let's go to Wexford, as promised, and say hi to Janet. Janet, good morning. You're on KDK.
Good morning. My question for you is, we have a one-piece fiberglass tub and shower. It's probably about 30 years old, but in very good condition. Can that be refinished?
Absolutely. We refinish fiberglass all the time, and it's really the same process. We deep clean your existing surface. We take care of any minor cracks or blemishes that might be in there, and then we wipe on our bonding agent called MM4. We put a coat of epoxy on, and then our coats of acrylic urethane. And we come back, we can even put a non-slip coating in the bottom, so when you're standing there, you have traction, basically, so you're not going to slip when you're in your shower stall. And we come back the next day, or we can do it the same day, depending on our time schedule, but we re-caulk everything, and you just let us into your bathroom, and we're going to take care of it.
It is, and how many years does it last, approximately?
We have a 5-year guarantee on all our products. And normally a tub or a fiberglass unit is going to give you 15 to 20 years of use out of it. At some point, you know, just like an existing fiberglass unit, it'll probably show some signs of wear, you know, depending on, you know, how well you take care of it and that sort of thing. But
yes.
Yeah.
But a five-year five-year guarantee?
5-year guarantee, yes.
All right. Hey, sounds.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Janice, sounds pretty good. Give them a call. Again, reach John at 724-843-4131, Wade at 724-502-4620. We'll take this last call. What about commercial buildings, hotels, motels? Does that work at all?
We've done work at the extended stays in Monroeville, West Mifflin, and in Carnegie. I do easy steps for a facility downtown in Lawrenceville. Yeah, we do these large facilities well because we're so much more cost-effective than them for their budgets. It's way more cost-effective.
All right, Connie Pittsburgh, last call for the guys from Miracle Method. How are you, Connie?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. I have two sinks in a guest bathroom, and they're both, they're probably about 50 years old. But the china finish, is that what they are? They're ceramic or china?
Yeah, they're usually a porcelain.
That's right. Are chipping grossly away from the drain center.
Okay.
And the cast iron is rusting out around it.
Okay, we can usually fix those. I mean, what you're describing seems to be, you know, a normal situation, but we do have to take out the drain. And we're not plumbers. I mean, we have to have somebody take out that drain, and then we can go down there and we can use a Dremel, we can go down to your original surface and then treat that rust and then refinish right over it, so it'll look like it's brand new and give you the same performance.
Okay, so you don't have to take the sink itself out.
No, you don't.
Okay, very good. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. All right, before we take our final break, first to you, Wade, what do you want people to come away with this iron? What's the most important thing that you think you want people to know? Is it about cost? Is it about design? Is it about the after, the before? I mean, what do you want them to know about?
About everything you just mentioned. We're cost-effective. We're helpful in the fact that the easy step is really helpful for a lot of aging citizens in the area. And then, like I said, it freshens up the bathroom, resale value, whatever. It's just so much easier than the major remodeling that takes place daily at ridiculous pricing.
All right, John, I hire you to take care of my parents' house. How can I know that I know these people that are coming in to take care of my parents? Are these subcontractors, they work for you? Do you know these people? Do you have long relationships with them?
Well, first of all, I'm out there doing a lot of the work myself, so I know that the work is done right.
I can vouch for you.
So am I.
We take care of that one right away. But everybody that works for me is trained by me. We do not use subcontractors at all. So everybody is trained. And then we also take our techs to a yearly training session that Miracle Method holds, where they talk about, well, they first of all, they get to interact with other techs, and they talk about the newest products and the newest ways of applying things and doing things correctly.
All right, John Savage, Wade Sander, MiracleMethod.com. All right, let me give you the numbers again to reach these gentlemen. John Savage, his wife Chris, and of course Wade Sander. John can be reached, Miracle Method, at 724-843-4131. Or you can call Wade at 724-502-4620 or go to MiracleMethod.com. We've got less than a minute. John, I have to ask you this. First off, you're pretty cool that you flew jets for all those years. I love the airline industry. But Darlington Lake, I know it well. I grew up there, spent wonderful summers there. Tell me about this awesome museum, this engine museum, whatever it is in Darlington that everybody's talking about. The Jay Leno even reached into a few of his dollars and decided to give to the cause, because he obviously is a real motorhead as well. Tell me about what this museum is all about in Darlington.
Yeah, that's absolutely phenomenal. Now, we belong to the Historical Society, and we've gone over there and toured that museum. And the gentleman they have there who is restoring this old machinery is just absolutely a genius. We went in there one day, and I looked at one machine, and it was probably made in 1890, and the parts were all over the floor, and this guy actually put it back together and made it work.
With no instructions.
With no instructions, no. That's the way I operate, without instructions.
No. Hey, you know what? And what I know, he's just kidding, folks. I'm the only one that performs without a net, not John or Wade. But you got to get me his contact information, because I've been hearing from Amy Mock and her wonderful husband. They're involved. Amy's our promotions director, and I have a lot of ties in that part of the world, and I would love to get this gentleman on the air. I'm not a gearhead, but I like those who are gearheads, and it's just phenomenal when you think about some of the amazing things that have gone on in that part of the world. In the mechanical part of the world, the engineering aspects of, you know, engines since, you know, time began. So I'd love to get him on the show sometime, okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely get you his contact information. He'd be happy to be here, I'm sure.
You can come in with him.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. John, thanks. Wade, thank you. Chris,
thank you.
Thank you.